Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hello, UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which, by the way, is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. 1:30 in the afternoon so you can kind of sleep in a little bit, okay? All right, come and join us. All right, so call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram. Or on Facebook, you can just click on the link wherever you see the post of today's show in order to listen from your computer. Actually, you could do that on Twitter as well. And Alignable. You can do that on those as well. But in case you can't, just go ahead and dial in. Okay, the number to dial in, I already gave you that, 646-668-8537. Or if you see the post anytime for this particular show, anytime today or anytime this week, just go ahead and click on the picture or the link, and you can hear the entire program, okay? And don't forget to tune in to The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain on HSBN.TV. And you can always catch us on YouTube and many other apps anytime this week. Join us. You will be blessed, all right? So in the meantime, don't go away. We'll be right back, and we'll get right into our message for today. God
bless you. Yo, lift up high another spike for the more time. Listen, what?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and welcome. For those of you who may have just tuned in, you are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Welcome. Now, let's get right into our message for today. But first, let's pray. Father God, we ask that you open up our understanding to your word. Help us to understand the deepness, the revelation of what you're trying to tell us, Lord. Let us receive it. Let us keep your word in us, Lord. Let it be. Let us become your word made flesh again in this hour and keep what you have given us so that we can use everything you've given us for your glory. Help us to know, to understand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. The sons of God, that's the name of the message today. You see, we must become sons of God just as much as Jesus is the Son of God. Just as much. Jesus was prophesied hundreds of years before he came in the flesh by God's prophets and by the angel Gabriel. In Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33, remember? Let's read it. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Now remember, he's talking according to the flesh. And according to the flesh, they didn't say grandfather or great, 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 great grandfather and all of that. They just said father. So according to the flesh, because God was born into the world and from David's lineage. And so he's called his father David. That's why he said his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. There will be no end to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. And then God the Father confirmed Jesus as his son at his baptism. Remember when he said, This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Remember? But it was prophesied still years before, even in Isaiah, hundreds of years before. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he said, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, he went from being a child to being the Everlasting Father, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Some of the very lives of many of the patriarchs in the Bible was a prophecy of the birth, the ministry, and the sonship of Jesus Christ. I'll give you an example. The birth of Isaac, born of Sarah. And check this out. Sarah, the woman, she brought forth a man-child, a son. The woman brought forth a man-child, a son. He was a type of Jesus Christ. Isaac was prophesied before he was even born, which made him a child of the promise, just like Jesus Christ himself. Jesus is the promised child or promised seed. Genesis 17, verse 19, and God said, speaking to Abraham, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him. And we know that seed after him is Jesus Christ. God established his agreement, his covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the same covenant, the same agreement that the Lord had with Abraham. It was passed on to Jesus Christ, which means it's passed on to us. That seed is Jesus Christ. Now, we know that the Lord blessed Abraham, Isaac, and Isaac's seed in the natural, but he was talking about Jesus Christ, God himself in the flesh. Let's keep moving. The life of Moses, born of Jochebed. Once again, we have it here. The woman brought forth a man-child, a son. Jochebed brought forth a man-child, a son. He was a type of Jesus Christ. Moses, he was a type of Jesus Christ, starting even from the time he was born. His birth, Pharaoh ordered the death of all male babies during that time, but Moses escaped, just like Jesus. Herod ordered the death of all male children, 2 years old and under, but Jesus escaped. The birth of Samson, born of, according to tradition, Hazel Lel Poni, that's how you pronounce it, or Zelel Ponith. This was the wife of Manoah, the wife of Manoah, Samson's mother, in other words. And here we have it again. The woman brought forth a man-child, a son. She is referred to in Scripture only as Manoah's wife. But still, Samson was a type of Jesus Christ. He was prophesied by the angel of the Lord named Wonderful, the same name that God had in Isaiah 9. He's called Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Judges, let's read about it. Judges 13, verses 3 through 5. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. He was a deliverer, and Samson was a judge. Samson was also a type of Jesus in that he had an anointing upon him. Samson's anointing was in the seven locks of hair on his head. The seven locks of hair on his head, that's where his anointing lied. That's where it was, which was a type of the sevenfold anointing that was upon Jesus Christ that he received at his baptism. Remember when Jesus was anointed at his baptism? Matthew 3:16. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. Suddenly the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit, talking about John the Baptist. He saw this. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and resting on him. The seven spirits of God rested on Jesus at that very moment, as it is written in John chapter 1, verse 32. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and remained upon him. The Spirit came down and remained. It rested. It stayed on him. And just as sure as the Spirit rested and or remained on Jesus, he rested on Samson by means of the seven locks of hair on his head. Samson was anointed. And as long as those seven locks of hair was on his head, he remained under the anointing. But when they cut his hair, the anointing left, and he became like any ordinary man. So that's why it's so important that when we receive the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire power, we are to stay under the anointing. If not, we become like ordinary people, having nothing. So stay under the anointing. Here's another example. King David, who was born of Nitzzebet, the wife of Jesse. Here it is again. The woman brought forth a man-child, a son. David was a type of Jesus Christ in that he killed Goliath, who was a type of Satan. David was only the king of Judah at first, but later he brought forth all the tribes together and became the king of all Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 3. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron. Remember, he was the king of Judah. So they came to him to Hebron. And King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel. This was a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ also, because Jesus shall bring Jews and Gentiles together as one new man, Christians, followers, believers, lovers of Jesus Christ, and he will reign over us all. And just as David killed Goliath, Jesus defeated Satan, and we, the sons of God, will destroy the works of Satan in this hour, because we will have Christ Jesus fully in us doing the work. We will be born into this world from heaven just as Jesus was born into the world from heaven. But we must keep in mind that Christianity came forth out of Israel on the day of Pentecost. Let's go back. Do you understand what I mean when I said we will be born into this world from heaven? Our new birth comes from heaven. When we're born again, that comes from heaven. Just as sure as Jesus Christ came from heaven, our new birth is from heaven. So we will be born of God, born again. But like I said, keep in mind that Christianity itself, overall Christianity, first came forth out of Israel on the day of Pentecost. Let's read it. This was the beginning, actually, of the early church of Christianity. Acts chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. This was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. This was the sound of the Holy Spirit, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. Their mouth, their tongues, their speech was anointed, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were filled from the inside, filled up with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. But this was the early church. This was the beginning of the early church of Christianity. But the sons of God will be born out of Christianity. The church, the bride, the woman clothed with the Son. Here we are again. The woman brought forth the man-child company. The sons of God, Revelation 12. Verses 1 and 2, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered, travailing in birth and pain. This is because this is times of tribulation and persecutions, that she, the church, will bring forth a baby during this time, which will be the man-child company, the sons of God. She is following the same example of Mary when she brought forth Jesus, the Son of God. She brought forth Jesus during a time of much tribulation. Israel was in bondage to the Romans. The Jews were in bondage to the Romans and persecuted on every end. This woman will bring forth the sons of God. Revelation 12, verses 5 and 6. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. The sons of God will be caught up to God, to his throne and to his authority, which is the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus was called up to God and given all authority, we will be given his authority to use for the glory of God. Continuing, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. The Lord will take care of, protect, supply, and provide for his bride as she goes to her place on earth. She goes and sit in her spot, go to her place on the earth. The Lord will be there taking care of her, and she will continue the work of the Lord. We, the sons of God, are prophesied in Scripture also. John chapter 1, verses 11, 12, and 13. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. First of all, listen to this scripture. We must have power to become the sons of God. He has to give us the ability to become his sons. Jesus has to do this to us and for us. Give us the ability to be the sons of God. We must truly be born of God, as the scripture continues to say, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Jesus said this in John 3:5, except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We must be born again. Our new birth has nothing to do with the fallen nature of man. Not man's will, nor his blood, nothing at all to do with the flesh. We are to be born of God. It is the Father's desire to be our Father just as much as he is the Father of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:18, and will be a Father unto you, and you shall be my sons. This is the Lord speaking, saying this to us. He's saying that he wants to be a Father to us and for us to be his sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. What does it mean to be a son of God? It means that we are heirs along with Jesus, as it is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. To be heirs means to be sons. Many will come through tribulation in order to be fully sons and daughters of God. Some will have to go through tribulation in many ways, outside of the body, in situations that you may find yourself into, in prison, whatever. And some are going through tribulation within themselves, with their own iniquities, inward sins, fighting, struggling to hold on to your faith. It's going to be some of us will go through tribulation in many ways. Nevertheless, we continue to hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. Continuing, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together, so that we can all be glorified together. We will all share his glory, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, keep in mind that we must endure to the end. We must be overcomers. And once we do, once we overcome, then we will be glorified with Christ. We will become his lights, his lights. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Jesus said that we are the light of the world because we will have his light in us. And then we will multiply. We will be the lights in the firmament of the heaven. as it is written or as it is prophesied in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. We are the lights in the firmament or the atmosphere of the heavens, because we will be in heaven and on earth at the same time. We will divide the day from the darkness. We will be the light, and we will minister. We are the lights. We are the light of the world, and the Lord is making us lights in the firmament of heaven, because we are to minister to the earth, to the world, and those that dwell therein. And we will divide the day from the darkness, or the day from the night, the light from the darkness. We will bring forth light in the midst of this midnight hour. We will be for signs and wonders. We will be for seasons, because we are in the right season. For days, because we will shine bright in these last days. And for years, because we will proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The lights in the firmament of heaven that God was referring to is not the stars in this particular scripture. He's not referring to the stars, the sun, and the moon in this particular scripture. He made that clear. He referred to the sun, moon, and stars later in verse 16. Let's read it. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. This scripture is referring to the sun and the moon. And then the scripture went on to say, he made the stars also. The lights in verse 14 is different from the lights in verse 16. Verse 14 was prophetic for us, the sons of God, the lights of the world, the lights in the firmament of heaven. The Son of God, the sons of God are the wise ones who will shine, as Daniel said in Daniel 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. We will bring many souls into the kingdom realm of God while we are shining and glistening with the glory of the Lord, with the glory of God. To be a son of God means that we must take on the nature of God himself. We must have God's DNA, his seven spirits resting upon us at all times, his light and glory upon us and in us. Our inheritance is God. Think about that for a minute. Your inheritance is God. God is your inheritance. We will inherit God just like Jesus inherited God. To be a son of God means that we have no limits as to what we can do, because we are led by the Spirit of God, and we know to follow the Lamb wherever he goes, as it is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that means truly led by his Spirit. We are really led by his Spirit, not on what we think the Lord wants us to do, what we're hoping, not having our own agenda and asking the Lord to bless it. No, we are truly led by his Spirit. The Comforter will lead and guide us into all truth as he brings to our remembrance everything that Jesus said to us. We are to keep his word and continue to follow the leading of the Spirit of the Lord. We follow the example of Jesus Christ in our walk. We are to be baptized in water. Jesus was baptized in water. We are to be anointed with the sevenfold anointing, which is the same anointing that Jesus was anointed with. And the same anointing that he still have to this very day. And we are to continually partake of his body and blood that we may live forever. We continually partake of him. On and on, even into the kingdom, we keep partaking of him. He's in us, and so we're living. That bread of life is in us continually, and we have it. Then we are to be changed. We continue till we are literally changed. 1 Corinthians 15:50 through 52. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Our fallen-natured flesh, fallen-natured blood could never inherit the kingdom, not in this state that we're in. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Our fallen flesh, as it is now, is corrupted. It's corrupt. Therefore, it cannot inherit something that is incorruptible unless we are changed. And Paul received this revelation and shared it with us. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's why it is so important for us to walk by faith in this hour. We must claim our sonship by faith until our new birth comes. Claim it. Even as the scriptures say in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, he says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. We claim it by faith. We are the sons of God. We say it out loud. Speak it out. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I'm a child of God. Speak it out. And he goes on to say, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. That means there's a change coming. We're going to become something. But we know that when he, Jesus, shall appear, we shall be like him in his glory, for we shall see him as he is, and we'll be like him. You talk about good news. This is good news. Now, I know that it's not easy, but we must be patient and keep walking by faith, because right now we probably see no signs of us being in the likeness and image of God, but it's going to happen. So be patient. Keep walking by faith so that we will be like him when he returns. We walk by faith, not by sight. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. If you really baptize into Christ, not baptize inside of, baptize into a denomination, a particular church, a organization, or whatever. No, you have to literally, for real, be baptized in Christ. If we're baptized in Christ, then we have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. We are all one. The Lord sees us as one. We are all one just like Adam and Eve were one before the fall. Before the fall, God called both Adam and Eve Adam. He called them both Adam, as it is written in Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. He called their name Adam in the day when they were created. God called them Adam. He didn't separate them. They were one in his sight, just like God's people are one in his sight. God is bringing back the oneness, the unity. That's why the sons of God is also the bride of Christ. It is oneness. Sons are the bride. The bride are sons. because there's neither male nor female. To be a son of God is to have the power, authority, and the anointing that Jesus Christ had to this day. That powerful sevenfold anointing. We will walk in heaven and on earth at the same time, just like Jesus did. Get ready for it, people, and prepare yourself for this. Because this is what we were meant to be. This is why you are a Christian, because we're supposed to be Christ-like. So I ask you, are you Christ-like? We are supposed to be Christ-like. The purpose of being a Christian is to be like Jesus Christ, having that same anointing upon us and glorifying the Father with it. The world is waiting for superheroes. And you know what? That's exactly what the world is going to get. God is going to give the world superheroes, his sons. They can't wait. The world cannot wait to see the sons of God in action. They are waiting with their necks outstretched. Romans chapter 8, verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. The world wants to see the real deal. The world wants to see God in action through his people. So keep walking, people. It's coming sooner than you think. Everything in heaven is in place. Did you know that? Everything in heaven is in place right now. And very soon, everything on earth will be in place. And when the atmospheric pressure is right, then the Holy Spirit will fall and change us into manifested sons of God, clearly seen by the world. Our light will shine so bright that people will be drawn to us. And then we, along with our captain, Jesus Christ, the holy angels, and the host of heaven, will change this world, this earth, and make it new. We will fulfill what God says. He says, I make all things new. He said, I make all things new. And we, his sons, will assist him in doing so. Amen and amen. That's the message for today. Don't go away. We will be right back after this. My favorite song.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can change?
love that song. Our Redeemer lives. He lives. And we must know that he lives and he is our deliverer, our healer. And some of you are suffering right now. There's some of you out there that's suffering from a digestive system. Your digestive system isn't working properly and it's causing a lot of problems. I command healing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed for the glory of God. Let the Spirit of the Lord move throughout your body and be healed. We command that spirit of infirmity to leave your body and for you to be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, fill the people up. Let them feel your spirit and let them be set free from this infirmity. Let them be set free from this discomfort in their body, in their flesh. Heal them, O mighty healer, in Jesus' name. Some of you are suffering pain in your legs. You're having pain in your legs. Sometimes it's even hard for you to walk. Feel like your legs are giving out on you. I command healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed for the glory of God. We command that spirit of infirmity to leave your body right now and that you be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Fill them up, Lord, with your spirit and let them be healed. Now get up and walk. Move your legs. Get up and walk. Get up and walk by faith and receive your healing in Jesus' mighty, wonderful, magnificent name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you, I want to see you, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, I want to I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Lord, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I know that some of you out there are probably being attacked in your mind, where Satan is trying to make you feel like you're unworthy. Some of you who may not have even received the Lord in your life, fully receive him. Some of you have been going to church and maybe even be a church member, but you have not actually received the Lord in your life. Remember that repentance is something that we have to do, and sometime it might be daily, as Satan continues to make you feel like you're unworthy. So just go before the Lord, repent, and rededicate yourself to him. Repeat after me, oh Father God, I repent, and I ask that you forgive me for all my sins. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross and that you raised him from the dead. I accept and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord, Savior, and King. And I believe that he is the Son of the living God. Now I ask, O Lord, that you accept me in your life. Accept my prayer, my praise, and my worship, and make me a child of God. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. That's it. It is done. And now, for instructions, just find a good Bible-believing, Holy Spirit-filled, God-fearing church and pastor. And even some true believing Christian friends that you might know, you know, members, anybody that can baptize you, any Christian can baptize you. Get in the bathtub or something and dip yourself, or have someone dip you, but get baptized. Read your Bible. Read and study. And this next thing is very important. Spend quiet and personal time with the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, praise, and worship, just you and him. And then spend time collectively with other believers in the Spirit for continued strength, okay? If you do that, you're going to be fine. Thank you for tuning in today. Remember, we're here every week, every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, and 6 p.m. Eastern. So go ahead and tune in. Also, don't forget that I just released a new book that's available on Amazon. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. This is a must-read book, and I think every Christian should read it, even every non-believer. Because I think after reading and seeing and understanding at least as much as you can who God really is, it may cause you to give your heart to him, you know, and may cause existing Christians to rededicate themselves. We have to know the God that we serve. We have to know the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have to know the Lord God, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. We have to know him. So get the book, and when you get it, read it once, twice, three times, and send it to your friends and families, or just order enough for your friends and family. This is a really good book, and you will be enlightened. So go ahead and order it, and you can send me a little text or whatever, and let me know, and even in my inbox on Facebook, let me know if you are blessed by it. I'd like to know that, okay? God bless you. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.